Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is our second hour in our third week of our reboot. Man, who knows? You know, it's we're enjoying ourselves as we get reacquainted with our audience. We were off for like a whole month there during the summer, and then we climbed back into the cockpit here. And you don't have to call David Hall on that one, Bud. Jeez.
It's an acceptable word, Bud. What are you doing?
You said cockpit.
Will you forget it and put the phone down, you jackass?
You gotta call me jackass.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling you. And you better get David, you know, you gotta have a whole meeting on that thing, man. Let me tell you something about the FCC and the way broadcasting is going these days. Radio can't afford any more of these games. You know, the radio business cannot afford any more of this jive-ass stuff. You know, firing talent, losing licenses, FCC this, FCC that. People have got other places to go and other things to do, baby, besides hang around the radio. You want all these guys do is just, you know, they're taking... We're taking food out of each other's mouths, if you will. All right, on the line is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. That's not Larry Grover.
No, Pastor Rennick.
What do we have, Pastor Rennick?
You forgot. This, I don't believe this.
What? Pastor Rennick?
I'm ready to go when you are.
You forgot tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor Rennick. I thought we were going to do that tomorrow night.
You want to have me on tomorrow night, but tomorrow night is going to be too late because tomorrow's the day that all the celebration is going on. Now, I don't want to take too much time because I was on your show. I was on the program last hour, and I know you don't like you're holding the guest over and slopping it over, like you say.
Well, I don't call it slopping it over.
Well, you don't like... If somebody said to me that you don't like to have guests come over from one hour to the next because it sounds sloppy. It sounds like you call it toilet sloppy. Now,
I don't call it toilet sloppy.
That's what Bud called it.
Yeah, Dickman said that.
Yeah, well, that's what you say.
Okay, in any event, Pastor, we're very happy to have you hang on through the hour. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. And, you know, I have a few memories.
Yeah, you're down there doing a pre-show. You talked to you, a little tiny boy. And you, a little white boy down in Arcadia, California, right?
Yes, and I was watching television, and I was watching the... this thing unfold on TV. It was an amazing, it was being broadcast nationally. I believe it was on a weekday, although I could be wrong. I remember that I was the only one in the house at the time. It seemed like I was always alone when all of these major news things happened. And I watched this thing. I watched it from beginning to end. I heard all the people that talked.
You remember who spoke?
Yes, Martin Luther King.
Yeah, no, Martin Luther King. Do you remember anybody else?
No, I can't. I couldn't tell you. He was the man. He was the star. He was the. It was the. It was his moment. And I recall how unbelievably populated the mall was, and the breathtaking view of tens of thousands of people there, and it was really an expression by there were whites and blacks there, and it was really an expression by America as to the direction that we wanted our country to go. It was a pretty impressive thing.
You know, some kill. I'm about the same age as you. And I remember that I was playing kickball. And the thing that is, a kickball is a game that is a very interesting game. Have you ever played kickball?
No, yes, I have. I've played kickball, yeah.
Yeah, they roll the ball, you kick it.
Yeah, it's like baseball, only it's...
Yeah, you like baseball, but you roll the ball up, you kick the ball, and then you get it and you throw it. And that summer, because I'm about the same age, maybe a little bit older than you, that summer, I had a kickball. I was leading the league because we had a kickball league on a playground there. And, you know, and I went to Mercy Elementary School in Calhoun, Georgia. And I went to school with a great many men who I today share the calling to the pulpit with, Reverend Josephin and William Millen, who are some very, very good men and men that I know to this day. But then I hated their living guts because we were on a kickball league, you know.
Well, in keeping with tomorrow being the anniversary of the March on Washington, maybe you want to ease back on and hated their guts.
Look at it. We were a 10-year-old kid. You know, we're a little tiny kid. I hated the living guts, but when a little tiny kid hates another, you know, it ain't no thing. But let me just get to my story, because I had the league lead in kickball home run. Now comes a big game, and we're going up against Billy Miller team, who is now Reverend William Miller in Calhoun, Georgia. He's got the tabernacle... Pentecostal something or other. I don't know what it is. It's got a big long name. I could care less.
Boy, that's awfully kind of you.
Well, you know, some of these cats, and I got, God bless Reverend Miller, but they give a name to it. I can't remember all that.
The name of the church.
I'll tell you, Claire, right now, back off, okay? You already made me look like a clown, like a Ringling Brothers clown. What one made yourself look like a clown? In any event, Miller, and I got the home run lead going into the final kickball game of the season, and someone says, everybody back in the class, because Dr. King, blah, blah, blah. Now, yes, today I know it was important, but all I know was going back into that classroom robbed me of an opportunity to put Millard away. See, Millard was right on my rear end. If I'd have had one more kickball home run, I'd have won the home run win, the home run, you know, the thing of the kickball. Now then,
nobody care about your kickball.
Yeah, well, I do care about the kickball.
Don't say the kickball. It's a big game. A very good game.
Well, they don't play kickball at the adult level, do they?
Not yet, and I don't know why they don't. Because I'll tell you, kickball, to me, is big league sports. Big league sports at its finest. But they're too gutless, I don't think, to put that in. Anyway, make a long story short. So this guy Miller come up the next day. He had a two kickball home run, passed me up. And why? Because I had to go in and see Dr. King. Now, you understand, Phil, I'm an African-American. Everything Dr. King did for us, I honor and I will always honor. And I always will believe in him. And I believe that it was my calling to be a voice of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, you know, and all that, and blah, 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 and all that good stuff. But, man, that kickball, boy, it hurts.
We always talk about it, burns, it burns. Why don't you tell me, Jimmy?
You want to make fun of me now? I said a claret every time I see a home run leader, every time I see someone jack one, go downtown, take one out, I say it burns. It burns just like when I was in the military, you know, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay, well, Pastor, you know...
Don't give me that, yeah, okay, because that means I know you think I'm three, like I'm just about as... I'm digging as two coats of paint, man. You know what I'm talking about.
I know that as a little boy, things are far more important than the larger events of the world. I also know that as a little boy who was African-American, I can understand the teacher calling everybody in, but it was a big day for everybody in America. I watched it.
Yeah, well, wait, does that make you better than me? See, that's the thing, that you think you're better than me. You know,
I don't think I'm better than you. I didn't say that.
Well, I was out playing. I was trying for a kickball home. I was trying to lead the league, okay?
You know what?
You're a woman. You don't understand about sports. I was going for the league lead in the kickball home. I forget it. You know something, Phil? Sometimes when you laugh, I swear to God, I could be talking to any young girl out there. You laugh like this. Do you know that?
Thanks very much, and I'm sorry that you lost the kickball lead.
Okay, so you just want to avoid...
All right, so is that what we had to do? You wanted me to... I forgot that tomorrow was the March on Washington, huh?
Well, you did. I didn't know he was going to go into a big, long song and a dance.
Well, I better not say it.
What were you going to say?
Being African American, why wouldn't he go into at least a tap?
All right, take it easy.
Kick my ass, man. I didn't mean anything.
Take it easy. All right, so thanks a lot, Pastor Renick. For what I don't know, yes, tomorrow, the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. All right, we will be back. We've got Larry Grover from the... What the hell? Get the carnival out of there, thank you. Larry Grover from Citizens of Conservatives of Kern County, as we discuss with him, Syria, President Obama, air attacks, cool stuff like that. I'm kidding about that. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me, of course, every night, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, our panel, and we've had quite a show so far. I mean, I don't know. It's been some very weird conversation. Pastor William Renick.
You don't call him fire. He's not a priest. He knows that, man.
I know he ain't a priest. I almost said Father McCord. Are we going to have him on, too?
Well, Father McCorders has asked for some time to be on the program because... As a Catholic priest, he represents the ones that, I don't know, he says that there were a lot of priests at this thing.
At this thing?
I mean, the March on, Phil, don't even start with me. You know I'm a liberal, and I don't say liberal because I want people to love me, and you know I say liberal not because I want people to hate me. I am a liberal. I am a liberal. And as such, I think I bring to your program...
You want to pick it up a little bit?
What did you say?
Do you want to pick it up a little bit?
Hey, watch it.
Kick his ass.
Watch it, will you? Don't start throwing punches. What have I told you guys?
He doesn't talk to me like that.
I just said.
Don't tell her to pick it up. You ought to know better than that. What were you going to say?
Forget it.
You want to go to the bathroom?
Yes, I do want to go to the bathroom.
Well, you know where it is.
What are you pointing? I know where the bathroom is.
So we can just get everybody out of here that needs to be out of here, and we don't have any fist fights breaking out. All right, great to be with you guys here on the Phil Henry Show. We do have Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County joining us. And it looks like the president is about ready to move, Larry, on Syria. What do you know of the situation over there right now?
Thank you very much, Phil, and a great show as always, and I mean that. A lot of people will say great show as always, and they don't even listen. And I know a few of them, but...
What do you mean you know a few of them?
Well, I didn't mean to. I shouldn't have brought that. I do know some people that come on your program and say great show as always, and they never listen to your show. And I've asked them, I said, do you listen to Phil? They go, why? It's not very polite. I do listen when I can.
Well, thank you very much for that. I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know whether to feel good about that.
It sounds like you're getting emotional.
I'm not emotional. Why would you even bring that up?
Yeah, he said he wanted to bring it up. I said, well, maybe you ought to, so Mr. Henry, no.
Yeah, Robert said to bring it up only because I said, well, look, you know, Robert, a lot of these guys will say great show as always, and I want to say that. Do you think that's a great opening line?
Wait. Well, hold on for just a minute. Are you trying to tell me that you guys are talking about crap like that?
Well, what do you mean crap?
He won't know what a good opening line is.
He wanted to know what a good opening line... Do you have a conversation with people every day?
Do I have a conversation with people? I don't know what you mean.
Do you talk to people?
Yes, I talk to people.
Then why do you have to ask my producer, what's a great opening line on a phone call? How about great show as always?
I don't know. All right, here comes Mother.
Phil, hi, Phil. It's Gloria. Phil, it's Gloria. I wanted you to know Larry's under a lot of stress because the doctor found him.
Please, Mother wants to...
Larry, but he's got a congested prostate.
All right, okay. Are you done, Mother? You see, I'm living with a mad woman, Phil. You have all this respect for my mother. You think she's just the greatest thing since canned beer, don't you?
No, I never said that.
Well, you guys, all of you over there at the Henry Show, you think my mother is the greatest thing since canned beer. And I'm here to tell you I'm living with a mad woman. I'm living in a madhouse. You just heard her. She came on the phone long enough to say, the doctor says I have a congested prostate.
I did not.
Yes, you did, Mother.
Well, Mrs. Grover, yes, you did. Was that to embarrass him?
No, it's not to embarrass him. It's because Larry was embarrassed about...
I was going to bring it up. I want to bring it up to Mr. Henry, not you. I went and I had my prostate checked, which is, I'm a little bit younger than you. This is a new thing for me. And I wanted to ask you about it. I guess this is not the forum for it.
No, this is the forum for talking about Syria.
I apologize.
Yeah, I told him all about it, and he said he still wanted to bring it up.
What is it? Why are people around here not doing what I want them to do? I feel like Sergeant Saunders in combat, you know, in that one episode where he said, how come you guys are not doing what I want you to do? Remember that one?
Yeah, which one? About 150? What are you talking about? The show was on for 5 years.
Well, whichever one it was. So, Larry, what do you want to... We're talking about Syria.
Yeah, Syria. All right, I won't bring up. I was at the urologist today, and I'm healthy. I do have a congested prostate. I thought maybe somebody would like to know. Okay, fine, I won't bring it up. But what I had to endure, I never thought in a million years a man would ever have to endure. But that's something for another day. U.S. allies prepare to act as Syria intelligence mounts. And this is going to be a tester for President Obama, Mr. Henry, because I can tell you President Obama has taken a finger, and the other Democrats are taking that collective Democratic finger, and they're sticking it way...
I was waiting for that.
Mother, would you get off the extension, please?
Okay, tell me what happened to you at the urologist so we can get that...
You're not laughing at me, are you?
No, I wouldn't laugh at you, Larry. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. What happened?
Well, if you're going to be sarcastic...
Look, I'm telling you right now, I'm getting tired of dealing with adults like they're 5-year-olds. What happened? Because it's obviously on your mind.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you talk about having a finger in Obama.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said President Obama's taking a collective finger up the you-know-what from the Democrats.
All right, I apologize. I didn't know that it was coming out that way. What's going on? Let me just stick with Syria, Phil, because I think this is what makes me happy. I feel healthy when I'm talking politics, and I'll tell you, nothing makes me happier than watching a Democratic president squirm, and watching a Democratic president squirm and wiggle, and oh boy, he's real uncomfortable because the Democratic Party, the Democratic leadership, all of the progressives that put him there, now they're seeing their beloved progressive president, and he's going to have to take the big finger, not the finger. I did it again.
Larry, why don't you just sit down?
Would you get off the extension?
Yeah, Mrs. Grover?
Yes, Phil.
Could you just get off the extension because it's bugging him?
Ever since he came home from taking a finger...
Thank you.
He took the phone away
from... I will take the phone away from you. At what point, Phil, do you chain someone to a bed? That's not having anything to do with my home. It has nothing to do with my mother. It's just a question I want to put out there to your listeners. At what point do you chain anyone to a bed? It could be your next-door neighbor, your mother, sure.
What about yourself?
Yes, at this particular point, Mr. Dickman, that's exactly what I'd like to do. I'd like to chain myself to a bed. God.
Hey, Larry, you ain't sounding too good, man.
What do you want me to do?
You gotta move out, man. How many years has it been that you've been living at your mother's house ever since you and the wife split up and you lost custody of the kids... And you lost your job, and you lost all your friends, and why was that? Because you were spending every waking minute trying to get Clinton out of the White House because of that impeachment thing. That didn't work. Now you hate Obama. You got no life, man. You got no life.
Well, I'm living with mother.
You're living with mother? You're sleeping on a cot on a service porch.
Larry, I think this is very true. Now, we know, well, it's your decision.
I live here because the finger that goes up, well, there I did it again.
What happened at the doctor's office?
Glad, not, I thought you'd never ask. He took his, well, he put a rubber glove and he took...
Larry feels violated.
You know, Larry, you're going to have to grow up, man. You got to get out of that house with your mother. You got to get out into the real world with adults. And you got to, this, you and Syria and Obama, you got no business worrying about that. You remind me of a lot of guys in this country.
What do you mean a lot of guys? Don't you think there's women like me, too?
No, frankly, no, I don't. I think this is an obsession that a lot of men have. They're so into politics, and they're so into hating any individual president or any individual ideology, that the rest of their life is a joke. They can't talk about going for a prostate exam. They're living with their mother, sleeping on a cot. I mean, your whole life is a wreck, Jack. And if I were you, I wouldn't worry about Obama or Syria or anything else. I'd worry about finding an apartment. Why can't you find an apartment?
Oh, yeah, great. I'm working as a printer at the print shop. The biggest job that I had was for, all right, I'll say it, a Mexican wedding. All right, we had a bunch of invitations.
What is everybody whispering for?
Well, Phil, we don't want, you said you didn't want the program to sound racist.
Yes, I'm trying to be. I had a big order come in last week, the biggest order we had, about 2,000 invitations to one of these, you know, La Cucaracha, you know what I mean?
And no, I don't know what you mean. Was it a wedding? Was it a...
Well, yeah, it was a wedding, but it was a... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know.
What difference does it make? I'm getting offended now.
Well, you liberals. See, this is the thing about liberals. I can't even go La Cucaracha.
What's the point of all of this conversation?
I'm just telling you, you said I need to get an apartment.
Yeah, you need to get an apartment, you need to get a life, you need to find a woman. This whole thing you developed on sex, man, was way out there. Way out there, you know?
Oh, because I have enough respect. Oh, boy. Oh, this is beautiful. This is great. Because I have enough respect. This shows the difference between you and me, Henry. I have enough respect for a woman that I will have sex with her, yes, but I will not force her to disrobe and be some kind of a sweating animal on sheets that are... I keep solvent near the bed because I want to do that. That's my decision, okay? Do you remember the guy in Cuckoo's Nest? Well, I guess you're going to think I'm crazy because I'm bringing up Cuckoo's Nest.
No, I thought you were crazy before you brought it up.
Do you remember the guy in Cuckoo's Nest who said, I want my cigarettes, Nurse Ratched?
That's you?
You got it.
Well, I will find that hard to disagree with. Larry, I bless you and keep you, and hold on. We have to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That's Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County as he continues his... blithering, blathering, whatever the hell it is.
He's your friend.
No, he's not my friend. Larry's supposed to be on here talking about Obama and the imminent decision he has to make to attack Syria as the result of a chemical weapons use. We'll get to that somehow as soon as Larry gets off this kick with his mother and whatever else is wrong with him. Our number here on the Phil Henry Show is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget philhenryshow.com. That's the spot to go for a backstage pass and watch our live-streaming video cast each and every night as we are performing it right now. And you can also access close to 5,000 hours of archived audio. Back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, news, talk, and entertainment. Welcome back. Here we have with us Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. We're going to get Jack Armstrong, not to be confused with the million and a half other Jack Armstrongs that we've known down through the years. There was Jackson Armstrong, who was the disc jockey. There was Jack Armstrong, I think, was he?
Well, he was a weightlifter, I think.
A weightlifter, and there's been many. Larry Grover, though, with us, and so we're finally, we just get to this whole thing here about Obama and the fact that Obama is now facing a military operation that it seems like every president now, every single solitary president since the end of World War II, and perhaps before, has had to face, and that is some form of military action in the world, and a lot of it has to do with America's position in the world. A lot of it has to do with America's, America's perhaps empire building, as some people have considered it from time to time. Larry, what do you call it? I mean, what do you think?
I think that the answer to that. I think that America has been forced, has had her hand forced into taking. You talk about military. Let's take, for instance, President Bush and what happened at 9/11. You had to respond to the 9/11 attacks in a way that was going to make a statement to that part of the world that engendered that kind of terrorism, the Middle East, and the best thing to do was to take out the number one terror sponsoring regime in the area. And then before that, you had Clinton. And Clinton, of course, we're talking about the Balkans crisis. Before that, you had George Daddy Bush in Panama. Before that, you had Reagan with the attacks on Libya and Grenada. And before that, you had Carter with the military operation. I will say this about Carter. Carter's was a purely reactive to the hostage-taking. I don't know that you can make the same judgment for any of the other presidents. And now you got Obama. So his time in the commander-in-chief's chair has not ended. It didn't end with the operation to take out bin Laden. It continues on.
What do you think should be done, and what do the overwhelming majority of conservatives think?
Well, I mean, the overwhelming majority of conservatives?
Yeah.
Well, because it's a president who's a... Please understand what I'm about to say. It's not because Obama is a liberal president that I don't agree with what he's doing, okay? That's not because of that. It is because of the fact that we don't... Why are we doing that?
Well, why did we attack Iraq?
Because of... All right, Iraq didn't attack us on 9/11, but because Iraq was a bad country, and so is Syria, I agree with that. It's different, and
you see, what you're not sounding very good here, and you're not giving a good, you're not making yourself look good as a conservative. I'm asking you, where do you stand? Where do conservatives stand? Where do the opponents ideologically of President Obama, progressives, Democrats, whatever the hell you want to call them? I don't know what you call them anymore.
Well, there's a good point. And neither do I.
But I don't know what to call you guys anymore. But the fact is, where do you stand on this?
The fact is, that's a question.
All right, the question is, where do you stand on this?
Yeah, the fact is, you're confusing. The question is, where do you stand on it?
Thank you very much, Margaret.
Well, hold on for a minute. I'll do it, if you don't mind.
I was trying to help.
I'll do it, if you don't mind.
Dad.
Well, you're going to be a child about it.
I'm not being a child about it. I'll do it. This is the Phil Henry Show, and we're talking about Syria and President Obama's options. What?
Well, just don't be a child about it.
Will you shut up?
Boy, you really run that crew there, Phil, I think, in a way that might get you in trouble with the labor board and telling everybody to shut up all the time.
And I will continue to tell them to shut up. And if I have to, I'll tell your mom to shut up when she gets on the extension.
No, thank you. I'll tell her to shut up.
Larry.
Shut up.
Wow.
You know, Pastor Rennick said it. When you laugh, there's something very girlish about it.
All right, let me get on the phone here. Jack Armstrong. He is a popular blog. He has a popular blog. He contributes to the Huffington Post and is one of the more popular progressive bloggers in America. And we're talking to Jack this evening. He's in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's at Dixie's, actually, there in St. Paul. I know it very well. Jack, let me ask you, what do you think about the looks like military action that your president, the president you've very much supported, is going to take?
Well, first of all, Phil, thank you very much for having me on the program. I'm always very grateful that, you know, you do that. And all of us here listening to the program tonight. Larry, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Larry doesn't remember. He and I had a bit of a dust-up. We had a bit of a dust-up on National Public Radio not too long ago, about a year ago.
I remember it very well, Jack. I remember feeling bad that I had handed you your you-know-what.
You think you handed me my lunch, is that right?
I know I did.
Well, what were you debating?
Well, what we were debating,
I'll tell it, we were debating the dismantling of the Social Security Administration. It was an economic debate, and that's one that liberals never, and I mean never, ever win.
Well, I don't remember it that way, but let's call it a spade a spade, and
There's a word that I didn't think you people used.
All right, let's not be childish. That is over. We're talking about something else. I want to hear what you think, Jack. It's not Jackson, right?
No, it's not Jackson. The only reason why I say it's not Jackson is you're right. I don't want nobody to think I'm Jackson. I don't want anybody to think that I'm Jackson Armstrong, this Jackie. That's not, my name is Jack Armstrong.
What about Jack Armstrong, the weightlifter?
I don't know of a Jack Armstrong weightlifter, but if they want to confuse me for a weightlifter, I don't mind for that at all. That would be,
unless Jack Armstrong, the real weightlifter, found you and decided to wrap a barbell around you. See, I'm sorry, but you make me angry with the way you're, I'm sorry, you just make me angry.
Really? And why do I make you angry? Because I beat you in the debate?
No, first of all, I don't remember you beating me in any debate.
Well, you have to search your memory banks. You know,
well, hold on for a minute. That's not why you make me angry. The reason why you make me angry is you're loud and you're all, hey, hey, and you got some kind of an accent. What is that?
I told you about my accent that's not part of the debate, okay? So forget all about it, okay?
Well, your name is Jack Armstrong, and...
Jack is from, where are you from, Jack? France?
What did you say, Phil? I didn't hear you.
Where are you from?
Where am I from? I come from Minneapolis, Minnesota, okay? And that's all I'm prepared to say at this time. Because what happens is that people like this man, Larry Grover, they want to make my ethnicity a part of the debate. Part of the debate. And I will not allow that, you know?
Yeah, but you call yourself Jack Armstrong, which is a purely Anglo name.
No, it's not. No, Armstrong is not an Anglo name. There's a great many ethnic derivative of Armstrong.
Like what?
There's a Russian, a Chinese, you name it, you know.
Chinese? Are you high? What guy in China?
You know, Phil, did I come on your program to debate?
Yes, you certainly did. And Larry, you're not winning any points here. You're not addressing the topic, and that's what we need to do. Whether or not you think Jack is, focusing on his ethnicity, I have to tell you, I don't know where Jack's from. I don't care. Okay? I want to hear this debate.
That's all I'm trying to do, you know?
All right, fine. Let's debate, you know? And we'll leave it to the people out there to wonder where Jack Armstrong comes from with the thick accent and the name Armstrong. You got to be...
You can't get off that, can you? You're on that, man. You're going to ride that like a bronking bull or something, aren't you?
If you want me to get off the topic, I will.
Yes! Syria. Jack, go ahead.
All right, Phil, here's what I think about Syria. I think a lot of progressives are going to agree with me. I think we've invested way too much time, for to try to get America refocused to the issues that are relevant to the American people here in America. And we spend way too much time when we talk about that with the Bush administration, and it would be hypocritical of us not to keep talking about it with Obama. I think Obama is making a grave mistake, and I think he needs to rethink this. Well, Phil, I've changed my mind, and I support President Obama simply because of this guy. I knew you'd do that. I knew you'd do that. You know why? Because I actually don't think that. I agree with Obama. What? What did you just say?
Wait. What does that mean?
Okay, listen to this. When I knew that Larry was going to say, oh, you know, because of the way Jackson feels, now I'm going to say this. I knew he was going to say that. Because what I just said is not what I really think.
Yeah, well, guess what? Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. You just said it. Everyone thinks it is.
No, I was just joking about it. It's not how I think, I swear to God.
Okay, I'm going to throw both of you guys off the air right now, because I have never heard such childish banter in my life.
Except for the last quarter hour you did. Well, never mind.
Except for the last quarter hour I did what? We're going to take a break. We're going to be back, and we're going to move on to a more adult topic. And if I have to, you know, if I have to blankety blank every blank in the Congo, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I know how that goes.
Well, you don't have to tell anybody. I'm telling you, we're going to bring this thing back around to something that is going to make sense to the audience. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com online here at philhenryshow.com with all of your favorite shows there archived. Get a backstage pass, philhenryshow.com. Our number is 855-500-7445. Right back here in a moment. And welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Gloria Grover is Larry Grover's mother. She's back on the phone with us because she wanted to clear up some things, as she said, and we're going to get to her in just a second, and I guess Larry's going to want to come back on, so I've tried to get rid of that. Thank you very much, Jack Armstrong, for being with us, and it's never been an issue. Jack, where you're from, I don't care. I know you have that accent. Who cares?
Well, it is interesting. Is it French? What is it?
I don't know. I think he's French.
Yeah, get a name like Jack Armstrong. That don't sound like no French name.
Yeah, it doesn't, Bud. But you know something? The name Bud Dickman doesn't sound like anybody that ought to be walking around free. How about that?
Chop, man. He got you on that one.
Shut up. That's not funny.
Well, then quit making your comments. Gloria, how are you, hon?
I'm fine, Phil. Listen, Larry, I wanted to clarify. He is a good man. Larry's been traumatized for a long time for a number of reasons, you know. But number one, I think, Phil, is the fact that you know that it was his father. Larry wasn't circumcised, Phil, and I don't want to turn this juvenile at all. But his father said he called him Missile Blank, you know, because he wasn't circumcised. I can't use the word.
No, I know. Missile D.
Yeah, penis, missile penis, we could say. And his father called him missile penis. And only he used the word that starts with a D and ends with...
I know the word.
All right, Phil, God. What a...
Hey, Mrs. Grover.
Sorry, but I'm not used to... In any event, Larry, what happened one day, Larry walked into the kitchen, and I said, are you going to go on the Phil Henry Show? He said, yes, Mother. And I said, well, let me do the countdown, because that's what they do. And I went, 3, 2, 1, like a missile launch.
Okay, and so you and your husband both kind of rubbed it in.
We rubbed it in so he wouldn't feel self-conscious about it. And Larry said to me, I didn't feel self-conscious about the countdown. It's where you started the countdown.
All right, now I'll pick it up from here, Mother.
Are you on the... Oh, so you've been listening in on the extension?
Yes, I have.
That is a violation of your mother. That's like looking at me, baby.
Excuse me?
I said, Larry, when I caught Larry looking at me, baby.
All right, I don't want to talk about that, all right? I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about any of that.
Mother, you got a real pair on you, even though you're female, to say I looked at you bathing? I looked through the crack in the door to see if my underwear was hanging on the... It was hanging on the...
You're hanging on the what?
You were in the tub, yeah. And you were nude from the waist up, and the reason why I knew, well,
You know something? I'm gonna hang up until you get to the point.
The point is, she started the countdown at 3, 2, 1.
Yes, and that's what hung him up.
Well?
3, 2, meaning that's the size?
Well, 3 guesses, the first 2 don't count. 3, 2, 1. First of all, you're born with a missile.
All right, thank you very much.
You know, you can say thank you and good night and hang up on them like a civilized man. You don't have to just cut them off.
I don't, but you know what? That's what I did. You want to know why?
Because Daddy's in charge.
There you go. Thank you. Daddy's in charge, all right. Daddy's in charge.
You know, Phil, you're not very attractive when you start to assert yourself that way.
Well, I'm just... Ask me if I care. I'm not here to be attractive. I'm here to try and do a show. Try to somehow milk a show out of this that you guys give me every night.
Oh, yeah, it's our fault and everything.
You clowns book these guests. I got a guy that's supposed to talk about Syria, and the next thing, I'm talking to his mother about how he wasn't circumcised.
Man, I think he's losing it.
Yeah, you okay, Phil?
I'm fine. I got a guy coming on here.
Phil, you don't have to do the postmortem.
Well, I'm going to do the postmortem. So at least the audience can understand what drives me half out of my mind every night. I got a guy coming on here who wants to talk about Syria and the attack on, which I think is a very, very important issue, which, by the way, I wholeheartedly support you, President Obama. You want to drop a ton of bombs on that guy? That sounds good to me. You know, the United, well, never mind, I won't get into it, but fact is...
Well, now the lines are ringing off the hook because people are taking exception to you saying that because they don't think you're bright enough.
Yeah, they didn't want to talk to no expert, they want to talk to you.
Because they don't think I'm bright enough.
That's right, Mr. And I just answered one call. Hold on. Hello? Phil, have your show. Yeah, you think... Yeah, okay, hold on. See, they all think you're dumb.
They don't think you're smart enough to address this, and when the experts were on, they were intimidated.
Oh, they were intimidated. Well, why don't we just go to a phone? Hi, who's this?
Phil, it's Charlie. I've been on your program the last couple of nights.
You know what, Charlie? One phone call per week, okay? Thanks very much. All right, 855-500-7445. Go ahead. Hi, how you doing?
Well, Phil, it's still Charlie. I called on multiple lines because I...
They're really calling in, huh?
Well, I don't... How is he calling in on multiple lines?
Probably using Skype.
Well, then hang up on the guy. Hang up on his other 8 lines. They're calling in. The fact is, I got a guy coming on here tonight who was supposed to talk to me about Syria, and I wind up talking to his mother about how he was traumatized.
I can't help it. I can't help it. Man, you know, you are losing credibility.
That's not called credibility.
Neither one of you jackasses can say it. Credibility. No, I'm not losing any credibility. Because I'm laughing?
Yes, because you find it funny that a man was circumcised at birth.
No, I don't find that funny at all. What I... Not circumcised.
Oh, I mean not... Well, why do they call him missile? Well... Oh, yes.
The guy's supposed to talk about Syria. Am I right?
Yes.
Then he starts talking about how he wasn't circumcised. His mother comes on talking about some missile countdown. I don't get it. That's all I'm saying. I don't get it. I don't want to get it, and I will not never get it. Not will I. All right, so, folks, in any event, positions hardened in the international, if you'll pardon the expression, hardened in the international standoff over Syria, as U.S. officials said privately that undisclosed intelligence, and this intelligence, again, has been undisclosed, folks, over the last few weeks. What?
Mr. Hall.
Yeah, David.
I'm sorry to jump in here. I heard you say the word hardened. I know what you mean by it, so don't go crazy. But I would like you to, when you say positions hardened, what I've been telling to you, what I've been telling to you, and what I've been telling you, and what I've been telling. Hold on for a minute. Daphne's trying to get out of the car, honey. We're not at Krispy Kreme yet. So, what I am trying to say.
Is this another broadcast lesson I'm getting?
Will you calm down? God, why do you got to be so contentious?
He's been like this all night, David. He's been like this all night, David.
What a baby.
Well, that's what's going on, okay?
Well, that's what's going on, okay?
All right, just everybody calm down.
Just everybody calm down.
You started it.
You started it.
All right, get out of here. So the positions, hardened. as the international standoff over Syria, you know, increased or whatever the hell. I got to write this thing myself because I'm looking at this, the worst written story, and it's in the Wall Street Journal. U.S. officials said privately that a flood of previously undisclosed intelligence, including satellite images and intercepted communications, convinced them the Syrian regime had used chemical weapons against its own people. Now, here's the deal. You know, it's a violation of international law.
Yeah, so what?
So what? Because we happen to be in the UN, and because we're a moral country, because we believe in the international charter, because we try to the best way we can, and we're probably not always successful, and we're not always 100% on the money, but we are people that believe in the UN, and we try to back up the UN, and so America, it seems like we're always by ourselves here saying, well, so what do you guys want to do? You know, this guy's a bad guy, and stuff needs to be done, and we got to do it. What do you cats want to do? And we wind up standing there alone, you know, with our thing hanging out.
Well, that's a wonderful image. Uncle Sam with his thing hanging out. You must hate this country, you know?
No, I don't. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with other news, including Miley Cyrus and just what a mess her show turned out to be. I don't think she is, but hey. Who knows? World famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445 and philhenryshow.com.